So close your eyes. The moment you close your eyes, something magical happens. There's chemicals that get released in the brain that help you to focus. You don't need to know what they are at this point in time. Just know that these chemicals are at the gross level, or the more material level, the physical level, in this your experience on the earth plane. But then there's another subtler level. Ask your consciousness to go to that subtler level. You don't know what that means. But just ask that subtle level of your consciousness to reveal. When you close your eyes, something else gets revealed. Feel your brain. There are parts of your brain that may be blocked, that you may not be able to feel, sense on any level. Just keeping your eyes closed and your attention is in your brain. Maybe you can move your eyes around and scan across the front of your head, your forehead, where your frontal lobe is. I just scan back and forth and in that whole area. And then move to the right brain and scan the right brain from front, the sides, the top, the middle part of that, the middle border of the right brain, and then into the back of the right brain. So the whole right brain has been scanned. You might feel some tingling, or you might see a light or some pressure. If you see nothing, or feel nothing, or sense nothing, that's okay too. Just allow something to get revealed. Then come across over into the left brain, and again you can move your eyes and as a scan. The front and the top, the sides, inside and outside, and then the back of the left brain. Just allow that whatever is going to be revealed to you is going to be the experience that you need at this point in time. And then you can go deeper into the middle of the brain area, midbrain, pons medulla, the pineal gland. The reticular formation, all those parts of the midbrain area surrounding, sitting around the brain stem where the brain sits on top of the spinal cord, where it meets it. You don't have to know too much about the anatomy. You just can allow your consciousness to show you those areas, reveal something, some sensation, or lighting up of that middle part of your brain. And then allow your eyes to scan the back of your brain, the occipital lobe. Now, your brain is kind of like, as Dr. Ply mentions, it's a mushroom shape on top of the spinal cord. So your awareness has gone to the different parts of your brain, and it's gone into a subtler level of understanding. So away from the physical parts, but that coincide with the subtle body parts. Now, scan the body with your eyes again, internally, and go down to the base of your spine. In the tailbone area, move around just slightly so that you feel that where the tailbone is. And your attention goes there. Your thoughts might be jumping all over, that's okay. But your awareness, your attention is saying, ground me in the first chakra so that I feel connected to the earth, to the present moment, as I'm bringing in all this energy that is universal and beyond my comprehension at this point, and it sticks with me. This is the X marks the spot for it to come. Let's invoke Ganesha, who removes the obstacles internally so that you can experience moving now this universal energy that is both outside of you and inside of you through your whole system. Imagine a reddish, orangish light, or feel that energy of grounding you into your higher self. And that higher self being grounded in you. It's a starting point. Now allow the energy to swirl down the legs and into the feet and the toes. Take a moment. It doesn't matter what your thoughts are. Allow whatever thoughts to come up and be released. If they're negative, great. It's being released. Don't hold on to it. Let it go. If you need to have an emotional release, go ahead. No one's looking. Feel some heat or some sensation, tingling, pressure. Scan through the legs and in this lower chakra, the root chakra, the Muladhara, in Sanskrit. This psycho-spiritual center that says, all obstacles are being removed. Release it. feel where the energy is not moving through your internal scan and wherever it's stuck, then just pay a little bit more attention to that part of your subtle body. It corresponds with the physical. Could be in the baby toe or in the knees. The knees represent the ego. That's why in all cultures you bend down on your knees to pray. The knees are also most affected in weight bearing. So the weight of the world from our shoulders is transmitted into the knees. And then we feel the burden of life. Release it. Feel it being energized with divinity, higher intelligence, more flexibility, release of pain. Same with the hips. When there's a block in the hips, or in the pelvis area, we are stuck. So feel the energy moving through these body parts. As we invoke nature. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Move the sound gum. G-U-M, gum. Through the legs. Through all the joints. Gum. 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 Now, focus your attention or bring your awareness or your inward scan to the base of your spine, and we're going to activate the energy centers moving up through the navel, the heart, the throat, the third eye, through the brain, the top of the skull, and into the space. Each chakra has a sound that will activate. Your understanding, your alignment with, your resonance with the sounds that make up the entire universe. Starting at the base of the spine. Feel the energy move up to the heart center in the middle of your chest. Feel your chest, feel your heart. Maybe it's pounding a little bit more forcefully. Maybe it feels relaxed. Something is happening at the heart center. Now into the throat. Clear the throat if you need to. Ma. Now move up into the middle of your brain, the third eye, midbrain. Scan down to the base of your spine. Na. Connect to the earth element. Move into the navel, the belly button. Ma. Feel the connection to water, the element of water. Move into the heart center and the middle of your chest. She. Fire. Feel the fire. The heart's desires, the passion for life. Getting fired up in the heart center. Move into the throat. Again, clear the throat. The karma is stored in the throat and can be cleared through the element of air on the gross level, or prana, life force, on the subtle level. Va. Move into the two eyes, the right and left eye. Scan them. Scan the right and left brain. Ya. Connect to the element of space or the akash. Release any thoughts that are no longer serving your highest and best interest. Now put your attention into the heart center that you just enlivened with fire. Fire goes up. It connects you to your higher self. It has a form, but you can't catch it. It's heat. It purifies. It makes you to burn with desire. Now visualize a light beam, a laser beam of light shooting like a lightning rod from the heart center up through the brain and then the skull and then rests about 12 inches above the top of the skull. And imagine merging with the red being 12 inches above the top of the skull. You can put your hand there and sense what that would feel like if that resonates with you. And then maybe you'll feel a presence of the red being, Kalabhairava. Kalabhairava, Kalabhairava. Now we'll invoke Kalabhairava so that you can have an experience what it is to be connected to that realm or sphere of existence. It takes you out of slow time and helps you to manage your time wisely. With wisdom, things happen instantaneously. Merge with the red being 12 inches above your skull that's connected to the shooting light from the heart center up to 12 inches above your skull, connecting to the red beam, taking you into the realm of no time, the realm of infinite an instantaneous manifestation. Feel what it feels like to manifest instantaneously with this red being enlivening you. Udyamo Bhairava. As you receive the sounds, Udyamo Bhairava, shooting up through the lightning rod to 12 inches above the top of your skull, you're activating. You're knocking on the door of Kalabhairava to enliven you or empower you with the ability to do things instantaneously. Feel what that feels like. Sense what that looks like. Imagine what it could be like for you to manifest whatever it is that you want to manifest instantaneously. It's already there. We want to pull that energy into you and shoot it back up to meet that red being, to signal that red being, this is it. This is what I want. Empower me to do that. उर्यमो भैरवान, 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 उर्यमो भैरवान. Now feel that lightning rod or beam of light shooting up from your heart center to 12 inches above the top of your skull, merging with the red being, activating this consciousness within you and expanding to fill your entire body from head to toe. Would you more Bhairava? 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 Internalize the sounds. Feel the empowerment. Now visualize Dr. Pillai standing in front of you. A beam of light is coming from his third eye into your third eye, enlivening this mind process that you just went through. Receive that empowerment, piercing your third eye. You might feel pressure in the forehead and into the midbrain area. Uryamo Bhairava, 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 Would you more Bhairava? Would you more Bhairava? Would you more Bhairava? Would you more Bhairava? Feel the shooting light from your heart all the way up to 12 inches above your skull, merging with the red being, coming back down, lighting up the whole body. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul. Peace to the environment, peace to the world. Just let go of the meditation, the mind process. And slowly, slowly come back to yourselves when you're ready to do that. You can open your eyes. If you need to go, then thanks for joining. You can listen to the recording. That gets posted to the blog every week. And have a great week. Those of you who are going to stay, come back to yourselves.